Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kier. Can I get your zip code, please? Thank you for calling customer support. This is Kier. Can I get your zip code, please?
34228.
Thank you for that information. Can I get your first and last name, please?
Can you get my what?
First and last name.
Oh, it's Michael, and then C-I-C-H-O-N.
Thank you for the information. Can you verify your address for me, please?
585 Yawl Lane, Y-A-W-L Lane, Longboat Key, Florida.
Okay. Thank you for the information. I see you have the CBD drops, the soft gels. How can I help you today?
Yeah, I was confused by ordering and so forth, and none of this stuff sounds familiar. And it was difficult to go through the product information, and I never heard of the soft gels or the pirate's protection. So what I'd like to do is cancel my order.
Okay, so you stating that you didn't purchase these products?
Well, if I did, it was through, if I did, I didn't know what I was doing. It was the way it was presented and so forth. And the, it was confusing on what to press and so forth. And so I feel that I was misled by the way it was presented. And to press this, press that. And so the final thing here is even the soft gels or the pirates, I never heard of any of that stuff. And the price of the serenity gels was never that high as far as I understood. So this went through and it just, and I want to cancel it because I was just misled or didn't understand the format and how to order.
Okay. Allow me one moment. I'm going to place you on a small, brief hold.
Okay. And I kept trying to trick you into taking this discount and buying this and becoming a member of this. And it ends up like this. Yeah, because I assumed I was doing everything correctly. And then when I get the statement, I was totally not even close to it, right?
One moment, sir. I'm still speaking with my supervisor. Allow me one moment.
Sure. Okay.
Okay, sir. After speaking with my supervisor, what I can do for you today, is to go ahead and cancel out the account for you. So you won't receive any future charges or any future shipments. Allow me one moment. Now you still will receive these products because they still have been shipped out to you.
Oh, so what do I do? Send it back somehow? Or?
The product is yours to keep, sir.
I mean, I can send it back if that'd be, you know, I don't want to cheat you guys. I just couldn't navigate the thing, but they're going to write off the cost now then?
No, sir. The product is, that's why you're still receiving those products, because you already paid for them.
And I can't cancel it.
I canceled your account, so you won't receive any future charges.
See, that's what's so wrong. I was trying to fight that whole thing. It was so difficult to navigate your, I want to be credited for this entire thing, and I'll send back your product.
Unfortunately, sir, I will not be able to process that refund on your account.
Why not? I was tricked by this. I mean, this is wrong. I got things I didn't even order, or that I thought I didn't order.
Okay, allow me one moment. Allow me one moment.
Yes, please.
Yes, sir. We will not be able to process a refund on the account. The only thing we can do is just cancel it out so you won't receive any future charges.
That's terrible. That's terrible. You know, even when I got this report, like I said, where does this come from? And I sent a reply back saying, please cancel. This isn't what I ordered. And I never heard
okay.
of it, so I'm calling.
I don't see anything. See, your order were purchased on Monday, and
yeah,
today
then,
is the 9th.
I know, but yesterday I sent back a reply saying, please cancel it.
Okay, we don't see anything where you...
Well, I've got a copy of it.
Okay, did you send an email?
Yeah, you sent me an email of this bill. I said, oh my gosh. And I replied it back right away. Please cancel it. This is not what I ordered or what I thought I ordered.
Okay. Well, the confirmation order was sent out to you on the 7th.
Yeah, and I sent it. And it's Monday, and today is Thursday, I guess.
Today's Wednesday. Well, you could have called in on Monday.
Well, I did it on Tuesday when I saw it, because I look at my email every day.
Okay, I do understand, sir, but we're not able to process a refund on the account.
Well, I think it's terrible. I'm just gonna call Chase and cancel the payment.
Okay, sir, and by you found a dispute with your bank will issue a temporary refund. They'll open up an investigation. They'll contact us. We'll provide them with our terms and conditions. They'll see that it's a valid charge, hold you responsible for that charge, and take back that temporary refund. Allow me one moment. I'm going to speak with my supervisor to see what more I can do for you today, okay?
Yeah, please.
I'll place you on a small brief hold.
I was tricked. Again, tricked. There was something. I just wanted to order one bottle. Well, apparently it's shipped now.
Well, they probably shipped it.
Just because. Oh, yeah. This is a crooked business. I bet you're right. No, these are terrible. These are bogus.
Okay, sir. After speaking with my supervisor, I can issue a one-time courtesy fee. That's a 35% refund on that $139.98 charge.
What about the other, the soft gels and the whatever the porch pirate's protection is? I have no idea what those. I just want to cancel the whole thing.
I do understand, sir. I can issue a 35% refund on that charge.
On the whole charge?
On the whole charge or just the 139?
Just the 139.
What does she mean? She's going to deduct 35% or what?
You're going to deduct 35%? How do you do that? From the charge?
Yes, sir. The 35%, I'll tell you how much it'll be 1 second. It'll be $48.99.
That is deducted from.
But you'll still receive the products.
Okay, plus you're going to take me off of any communication afterwards, right?
That's correct.
No auto.
No auto refills, nothing, right?
No, sir.
So they're crediting that.
$48 you're going to credit me.
That's correct.
Okay, you're going to send me an email on that?
Or do you want to call Chase?
Or should I? Or maybe I'll call Chase. Well, send me an email.
What for? I mean, if we're going to call Chase.
I'm just going to call Chase. That's okay.
Allow me one moment. I'm placing on a small brief hold.
If you could see some Dallas with the 25, I'm
looking. The only part I'd like is a soft gel, not the other. What about a soft gel? I can't take those drops. Yeah, let's just call Chase. This is a bad deal. And they're just trying to ghost it. Can't they just be fair and honest and say, we'll cancel it. And I can send it back to them.
When will they send out? I mean, this is so quick. I'm a credit card.
You got it on the same day, huh?
The 7th.
Okay, sir, after speaking with my supervisor, I can issue a 50% refund on that charge.
So what does the refund
say? So 50% is, we're going from 35 to 50. You're talking about just the Serenity Drops or something?
I'm sorry, what was that?
I really don't want the product now. I don't want the product.
With the 50% refund, you will receive the products and half of that money back.
Now, has the product been sent out already?
Yes, sir. The product has been shipped out already, and you'll receive it on the 12th of August. I mean, of September, sorry.
So, the issue of 50% is on the 139.
Is it on the 171 or the 139?
Allow me one moment. I'm going to place you on a small brief hold.
This is going to change.
Let me see. Hold on. $39.80. Okay, I can refund you $69.99 plus the $24.95. So that'll be $94.94 in all.
When will this be done?
And that's going to be done today?
That's correct, and you'll still receive those products.
And what is your name?
And then what is your name?
Kiera.
Oh, T-I-A-R-I.
K-I-A-R-I.
And we'll check the credit card today and see if you've done that.
It takes 3 to 5 business days in order to process the refund. It depends on your credit card company. You could get it sooner than that.
35 to 40 days.
No. 3 to 5 business days.
Oh, 3 to 5 business days.
Yes.
So you'll credit 94.94.
That's correct.
That's you. We could still ship back the product, but it's up to you. Otherwise,
no, the products is yours to keep. You still receive those products with the 50% refund.
You said 60%.
No, I said 50%.
But the full product, the $24.95, is 100%. We're driving in the middle of
the day. Yeah, and the problem is I don't even know if I can take the drops.
You can settle it right now, so we can call Chase if you don't get the credit.
Okay, let's do that. If I don't get the credit, then I'll call Chase.
Okay, do you want to do the 50% refund?
I'll do it, and if you don't do that, then I'll call Chase.
Okay, allow me one moment to go ahead and process this refund. Okay, you'll be receiving a refund of $24.95 and $69.99.
Okay, and what's this product called? Porch Pirates Protection. What is that?
That's the protection plan that you purchased. I can't do anything about that charge.
But what does that mean? It's a protection against.
If anything would have been wrong with the products, you could have called us, let us know, and we would have sent you out the products for free.
Okay. Wow.
Okay. I can provide you with this cancellation number if you would like.
Yes. Go ahead.
C as in Charlie. D as in dog. B as in ball. Number 5. A as in apple. F is in Frank. C is in Charlie. Number 6. A is in Apple. Number 7. E is in Edward.
Okay. The third letter was what again? Was it B is in ball? It was B. C is in Charlie. D is in dog. And B is in ball.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just making sure.
All right, is there anything else I can help you with today?
Okay, thank you. All right, thanks for trying to help me. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Have a great day.